Chapter 74. Jessie sat in the warm evening with Sonny Randall on his small balcony. She had a martini. He had a scotch. It was a clear night. There were stars. And in the bright moonlight, they could see the outline of Paradise Neck, with its lighted windows looking a bit starlike as well. All three shots were fatal, Sonny said. According to the ME, Jessie said. Shooting team give you an okay, Sonny said. Yep. Healy led the team. Necessary lethal force. Good, Sonny said. How do you feel about it? Had to be done, Jessie said. I know, Sonny said, but how do you feel about it? Jessie sipped his scotch. He smiled at Sonny. Had to be done, he said. Oh, Sonny said. I see. Jessie looked at her for a while. You've done it, Jessie said. How did it make you feel? Had to be done, Sonny said. Exactly, Jessie said. And the others, Sonny said. Molly's fine, Jessie said. I think she thought he deserved to be shot. Suit, I don't know. It's hard to figure sometimes what Suit is thinking. Probably makes it easier that you all killed him, Sonny said. Like a firing squad, Jessie said. They sat quietly. No boats moved in the harbor. The gulls were quiet. There was no breeze. Just the faintly cool ocean scent that drifted up to them. Jessie got up and made them each another drink. As he finished, the phone rang. He looked at the caller ID. I have to take this, Jessie said. It won't be long. I'll close the French doors, Sonny said. No, Jessie said. It's Jen. I want you to listen. Sonny looked at him but said nothing. Jessie picked up the phone. Jessie, Jen said. Oh, thank God you're there. I'm here, Jessie said. Things are terrible, Jen said. I don't know what to do. I've been fired. They're restructuring the whole show. I don't know what to do. How about your producer friend, Jessie said. He's the one that fired me, Jen said. No business like show business, Jessie said. What am I going to do, Jen said. Another job, Jessie said. Another producer, whichever comes first. Don't tease me, Jessie. I'm frantic. I need you. I need to come there and be with you. No, Jessie said. No? No. Jessie, please, Jen said. I need this. No, Jessie said. No more. No more? It's done, Jen, Jessie said. We're done. I won't do this anymore. Jessie, do you hate me so much? I don't hate you, Jen. I just want you out of my life. Jessie, Jen said. Jessie, I can't. I don't. I don't know what to do. Your problem, Jen. Jessie, please. What happened to make you turn on me like this? Jessie took in some air. There was a long, complicated answer to that question, and Jessie thought he knew what it was. He looked at Sonny. Sonny was motionless, watching him. Stuff happens, he said, and gently hung up the phone. He picked up the drinks and walked to the balcony and handed Sonny hers. She took it and smiled at him. You understand what went on there? Jessie said. I believe so, Sonny said. What do you think? I think it bodes well, Sonny said. She put one hand up and gently, Jessie high-fived her.